Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. This is your conference operator. I would like to welcome everyone to Arcosa Verde Q4 2021 results conference call. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At the time, the instructions will be given. Please note that this conference is being recorded and will be available for replay in www.grupoav.com. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Edgar Maldonado, Grupo Arcosa Verde's Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, sir. You may begin.
Thank you, operator, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us to review Arcosa Verde Q4 2021 consolidated results. I'm joined by a few members of our executive team, including Jesús Acosta Castellanos, CEO of the company, and Hernán Treviño de Vega, General Counsel and Operations Director. Yesterday, we issued our quarterly report, hoping that you have enough time to analyze it before the call. This report is available on our website via the investor section. Before we start, I would like to read our disclaimer. During this conference call, we may mention metrics and adjustments that aren't defined by IFRS, so we do not represent the financial analysis of the results in accordance with IFRS and will mention only to measure the operating performance of the company. It's possible that certain future statements or subjective analysis are made during the call, as well as statements that may involve some risk and uncertainty. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed in a good faith basis and with the understanding that the management team considers that there is reasonable support for them. However, we can't assure that such expectations and projections will materialize. Therefore, the actual results could materially differ from what is expressed or indicated by way of future estimates. Now, I will hand the call over to Jesús Acosta.
Thank you, Edgar, and thank you everyone for joining us today. I am very pleased to greet you, hoping that you are doing well, and to present the results of Arcosa Verde at the end of the Q4 of 2021. 2021 represented a year of recovery for the Mexican economy. The global outbreak of COVID-19 at the beginning of 2020 challenged many businesses by completely altering the lifestyle and habits consumption of everyone. True to our essence, Arcosa Verde faced this challenge as an opportunity, and we will focus our vision to match this new reality we are experiencing, successfully fulfilling the following objectives. We complemented the shopping centers with more tenants and services requested by our visitors. At the end of 2020, we launched and continued to develop our exclusive online showroom, senderoencasa.com, for our tenants to display their available items, thereby promoting omni-channel, brick-and-mortar, and online. Number three, we strengthened even more the relationship with our business partners by providing them the necessary support to work through this situation. This is the proof of the resilience of our Sendero concept, as well as the creativity and commitment of our team to be constantly looking for alternatives that makes our visitors return, trusting that they will find everything they need in a safe environment. None of this would have been possible without the constant effort, dedication, and commitment of our team of collaborators. Without a doubt, the strongest pillar in Grupo Arcosa Verde strategy is the talent of our people. The well-being of our people, the constant training, and their professional development mean that every day, those obstacles that arise are faced with a positive attitude, creative in solving adversity, and above all, love for the Arcosa Verde shirt. Without fear of being wrong, we have the best team of collaborators in the country, and this is thanks to our established business culture. Thanks to all the above, it was possible to reach, and in some cases, exceed the indicators of the company and the shopping centers. The indicators show levels of visitors during the month of December almost at 2019 levels and occupancy rates of almost 92% in our shopping centers. Additionally, we were able to reduce the accounts receivable significantly. We accelerated the speed of commercialization of shopping centers, and we noticed sales of our tenants for the fourth quarter 2021 exceeding 2019. Now, it's my pleasure to go back to Edgar so he can provide us the details of our financial results.
Thanks, Jesus. Our 2021 quarterly financial results and accumulated results for 2021 compared with the same period in 2020 are the following. For the fourth quarter 2021, NOI reached 283 million pesos, surpassing by 37% or 76 million pesos same period in 2020. NOI margin calculated over property revenues was 89%, 1% point above fourth quarter 2020. The accumulated NOI during 2021 reached 943 million pesos compared with 687 million pesos in 2020, a year-over-year increase of 37% or 256 million pesos. As usual, with this point, I'd like to mention that the information presented referring to NOI is on a cash flow basis and is not on an accrued basis. Even though some companies present their NOI in an accrued basis, we consider that for accuracy, transparency, and better decision-making purposes. NOI should be reflected on a cash flow basis. It is important to consider that for ease of reference, if a comparison were to be made on a accrual basis, the company's accrued NOI was 243 million pesos. Reconciliation between these two can be found in our quarterly report. For the fourth quarter 2021, Acosta Verde earning total revenues 359 million pesos, representing an increase by 40% compared to the same period in 2020. This increase was driven primarily by the sale of a land parcel located in Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua, sold by 77 million pesos. Additionally, the increase is explained by 17% or 39 million increase in the total lease income. For the year 2021, the total revenue increased 9%, 1,162 million pesos compared with 1,069 million pesos for the accumulated year in 2020. Operating EBITDA for the fourth quarter was 180 million pesos, a decline of 2% compared with the same period in 2020. Same decrease represents the operating EBITDA for accumulated year 2021 compared with 2020, reaching 703 million and 780 million pesos respectively. Acosta Verde loan to value was 15% with a positive trend compared with year over year decreasing 4% of points. In this quarter, the total debt has increased 3%, reaching 5,789 million pesos. If we take the total debt minus the cash and equivalents, the result is a total net debt of 2,075 million pesos. The debt of the company is in pesos and about 85% of the cash and equivalents is held in U.S. dollars. At the end of December 2021, Acosta Verde's cash is 3,554 million pesos, allowing the company to pursue great opportunities that could eventually arise, which is why we constantly explore additional investment options in order to expand the current portfolio and increase the company's profits. We are searching for these opportunities, and we will invest if and only the investment promises a satisfactory return. Now, I'll turn the call over to Hernan Treviño with operational indicators.
Thank you, Edgar. At the end of the fourth quarter, Acosta Verde's portfolio was composed by 17 shopping centers located in 9 states of Mexico, resulting in 442,000 square meters of GLA. In other words, our GLA remained the same as previous quarters, already reflecting Sendero Santa Catarina. Our outlook for the retail sector during the quarter improved, driven by the decrease of the third wave, the national campaign Buen Fin, and Christmas season. In Mexico, COVID vaccination continues to progress, reaching a rate of more than 55% of the population, with a full vaccination schedule, benefiting the commercial performance in the country during the quarter. The company has maintained steady with our marketing campaign, Seguro Vienes Más, to encourage visits to our shopping centers under safety health protocol. On that note, the company is constantly monitoring a official regulatory protocols in each city and continuous review of our tenant activities to ensure absolute compliance from both sides. Traffic perspective. During the fourth quarter alone, our shopping centers received approximately 26.7 million visitors. As such, this represents 90% of the traffic accounted for during the same quarter in 2019. With a few exceptions related to the third COVID wave, we have seen a continuous positive trend in terms of traffic. From an accumulative perspective and albeit COVID headwinds, we are excited to have received 88 million visitors along the year. These visitors represent a staggering 35% more than those that were kind enough to visit our shopping centers during 2020. However, we have some work to do to catch up the 19% traffic spread from 2019. We have very optimistic views towards the traffic that we will be able to generate during 2022. During the quarter, our parking lots received approximately 5.5 million vehicles, which represented a robust increase of 20% when compared to the same period of 2020, and 5% below those of 2019. Total, we received more than 19 million vehicles in our parking spaces during 2021, which would imply a strong 18% increase in our vehicle traffic when compared to 2020. The occupancy rate for same shopping centers in 2021 was 91.6, a decrease of 0.7% compared to 92.3% in 2020. It's important to point out that during 2021, Sendero Santa Catarina opened its doors and it's still under stabilization. We faced several COVID restrictions, which unfortunately had heavy weight with some tenants that shut down their businesses. And finally, Grupo FAMSA shut down three retail spaces with extensive GLA within our portfolio. Although the company faced those headwinds, our portfolio demonstrated its strong resiliency and secured such occupancy rate. From a lease spread perspective, our accumulated spread for the year was 2.2%. From a maturity perspective, 43% of our leases have a long expiration horizon, reaching 2027 and beyond. As of the fourth quarter, our WALT equated to 4.9 years. Our focus remains strongly on tenant satisfaction retention while securing receivables. We have a very talented and dedicated team that partnered up with an amazing tenant base. We're able to reach efficiency and collections of 104% during the fourth quarter, vis-a-vis invoiced amount of 100% during the accumulated year. The company was able to significantly reduce our receivables during the quarter. In ESG matters, we continue to focus on advancing the implementation of best practices and compliance with our ESG strategic plan that was established in 2021, with which we will be looking to increase our value for all our stakeholders. In environmental matters, we constantly look for innovations and operational improvements through which we can achieve our water, energy, and greenhouse gas emissions reduction goals. Passionate towards our different communities, Sendero has been a focal vaccination venue and facilitated more than 550,000 COVID shots during 2021. Additionally, we have carried out more than 100 social commitment initiatives in our shopping centers, benefiting more than 35,000 people. During December, we carried out our national event, Posada con Valor, in which we hosted approximately 2,400 people from different charity associations in our community to enjoy moments of healthy entertainment in Plaza Sendero. For all our employees, we implemented a platform for online learning called LearnIt, with the aim to continue to develop their skills and competencies. From a governance perspective, among others, the company provided training to our employees on our code of ethics and FCPA, and for this first time included cybersecurity matters on the agenda of our board of directors. From a compliance perspective, during the quarter, the company filed all necessary reports and fulfilled its obligations in a timely manner, established by Mexican securities laws, Banking Commission, and Mexican Stock Exchange. Now, I turn the call over to Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Hernan. The indicators that we just have present are nothing more than the results of all the effort of our people and the trust placed in us. We are committed to continue improving and creating safe spaces for all Mexican families, always seeking to help strengthen the country's economy, serve great clients, and their businesses. We are noticing a great recovery, almost reaching pre-pandemic levels, and we won't stop. A promising future awaits us. I'm sure of that. We will continue to prioritize the health of our team and our visitors and continue caring for the environment in order to offer high quality and unique experiences. Thank you very much for your trust. We will keep working to obtain better results and continue growing together. That concludes our review of our cost of value results for 2021. And now we can open the floor for questions. Thank you very much, you all. Operator, please.
At this time, we'll be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary for you to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment while we pull for questions. Our first question comes to the line of Jose Cavigas with J.P. Morgan. You may proceed with your question.
Hi, my name is Jose Cavigas from J.P. Morgan, and my question is for you. What is your position on the recovery of business sales and traffic?
Hello, Jose. Can you please repeat your question, please?
Yeah, sure. My question is, what is your position on the recovery of business sales and traffic?
Yeah, well, what we have seen in the last quarter is that we have seen a lot of recovery in our tenants. We compared the tenant sales from 2019, 2020, and 2021. And in most of all the cases, in 2021 for the fourth quarter was above 2019 pre-pandemic. So we have been seeing this tendency over the last 6 months, but in the fourth quarter it was more aggressive, that tendency. And what we have seen also in this first month and a half of this year is that the sales are continuing with this trend. Obviously, the Omicron affected a little bit in January, but it didn't matter for the people because people are coming, returning to the shopping centers. They are in December. We just had a 9% or 10%. Difference between 2019 and 2021. So that tells us that people are returning to the shopping centers in a strong way. And the most important thing, they are putting more money to their shops and to what they are buying. So yeah, we're seeing a strong recovery in both traffic and sales of our tenants. I don't know if that answer your questions, Jose.
Yeah, it was perfect. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of today's question and answer session. I would like to turn this call back over to Mr. Edgar Maldonado for closing remarks.
Thank you. That will conclude our program. Thank you for your participation. Please do not hesitate to contact us for additional questions. Have an excellent day, everyone.
This concludes Acosta Verde's fourth quarter 2021 conference call. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day.